by just being here, by just opening your heart, something happens. So don't listen with your head. Do not try to analyze or judge or come to any conclusions. As I always say, do not even believe a word I say. Why should you? Who am I? I'm nobody. Nobody important. Listen to your own heart. I'm sort of a mirror. What you see in me is yourself. Subsequently, the way you feel about yourself is the way you feel about me, because you're looking into the mirror. I can truthfully say that I am ultimate oneness, absolute reality, emptiness, unborn. Nirvana. I am that I am. When many people read spiritual books on Advaita Vedanta or on Yanamaka, they immediately try to act out the part. And they memorize many of these quotations, sayings. They become useless. You have to go through spiritual disciplines to get to the place where you wake up. In my own experience, I probably did these disciplines in a previous existence. For when I was very young, I felt these things. I had no idea what it was until I read the books. So reading of books confirmed my experience. And then I went to see Ramana Maharshi. But I have already felt this. There's a difference. I've got to be very careful what I say. Because this path sometimes gives people license to become arrogant, obnoxious, rude. It's just the opposite. If you really have jnana, knowledge, you show loving kindness, mercy, compassion, joy. And you express yourself as that. Many of us believe in a cause. In metaphysics, we learn there's a cause for everything. And even on the path of Yanamaga, we say there's a substratum. But that's just to explain that there's an underlying power. But in truth, I tell you, there's no substratum, there's no cause. There isn't any cause for anything. that there's no cause, there's no effect. What I am saying is simply this. You're always looking for a reason for why you are like you are, why you have these habits, why you look and appear to be this way, why you're kind or why you're mean. You're always looking for a reason, a solution, a cause. But there is no reason. There is no cause. There's no effect. There's emptiness. Emptiness is the self. And I am that. Now when I speak of I am not referring to Robert. I am referring to omnipresence. I am is that. Therefore, when I utter I am, I'm speaking for all of us. For there's only one. Ultimate oneness. And we are all ultimate oneness. There's no distinction.